Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Jeff is off. You'll be able to hear him on the halftime and postgame show coming up on the Browns Radio Network. That is Sunday when the Browns take on the Packers. I'm assuming that game is at 1 o'clock because all games are 1 o'clock.
That is correct. That game will be 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. I just want to make sure all know it's either 1 o'clock or 1 o'clock.
Well, there's a couple 4 o'clocks in there, too.
Yeah, I know, but that's only
you go to Vegas.
Yeah, I think we have a 4 o'clock home game, don't we? We have one. Off the top of my head, I got to look at the schedule. I thought we had one. Like Baltimore?
Yes, it's a 425 at Baltimore. Here for Baltimore, November 16th.
The Baltimore game is at 425 here. So,
Every once in a while, I remember.
Oh, yeah, that's great. So you would sleep in, maybe go have breakfast after you go to church or something in the morning or something like that. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. What did we get out of our little conversation with there with Tom Withers? What'd you think?
Optimism.
There's a lot of different optimism. Ways to go with it. You know, you go Guardians, you go Browns. Either way.
I walk out with optimism. I walk out with both with optimism.
Hmm.
I walk out of a Browns situation kind of backing up what my eyes are telling me as well, which is that there are a lot of things that can be cleaned up when it comes to this team. But Tom Withers, hey, they're not as bad as the 0-2 looks. And sure, that Ravens game went poorer than we thought, but they're not as bad as an 0-2 team that you would expect. Optimism.
Do you want to know what the Browns won the last 2 weeks?
Like what do you won?
Yeah, they did win. They won something the last 2 weeks.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time of possession.
Mm-hmm.
35-49 against the Bengals, which totally makes sense, right? And then last week against Baltimore, 31-49. Interesting, 49 on both.
Ton of three and outs. They force a lot of three and outs. That defense is good. I know, surprising.
I read a stat.
Analysis by
if you hang onto the ball more than 35 minutes, your odds of winning. I read two different stats. One said you have an 85% chance of winning a game. The other said if you hold it between 35 and 37. You have a 60% chance, which didn't make sense to me. But whatever it is, if you're holding the ball for more than the other team is, odds are you're winning.
It tells you one of two things. It either tells you, A, you give up a boatload of explosive plays because that, you know, goes against time of possession when the other team is scoring very quickly.
Right.
Or B, your offense may hold the ball for a decent amount of time, and but they're throwing turnovers, and there's turnovers all over the place. Option B sounds a little bit better, but... You know, Jim Schwartz in the past has been known to give up some big play touchdowns from time to time.
All right, let's go to Hudson real quick. Patrick's in Hudson. Hi, Patrick.
What's up, Patrick?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Dan, man, we got to get you to your own show. Awesome to hear you.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I appreciate the kind words. AB's awesome, too.
It's all right. He's got his own show today. Jeff's not here, so he's good.
No, but, Dan, you took the words right out of my mouth when Andy was just giving his stats. You know, we won week one and week two, time of possession and total yards, but we're also losing the turnover battle.
Right.
And that's your answer right there. If you're losing turnover battle, 99% of the time you're always going to lose. Really quick, you guys were just talking about differences of how the Packers run their organization and how the Browns do. I look at organizations like the Packers, like the Patriots, like the Broncos. And unfortunately, what Browns fans don't want to hear, man, dude, they're patient. I think this is obviously going back, but I think John Elway – didn't win a Super Bowl till his first 15 years in a league, right? So they show so much patience with these people, and they don't jump ship. I think the Patriots had like a 10 or 12 year drought in between Super Bowls. You know, the Ravens had, I think, a 14 year drought in between Super Bowls. These teams don't blow it all up because a couple years they don't win, right?
Yep.
I think when the Eagles lost to the Buccaneers in the wild card 2 years ago, the sky was falling in Philly. They were going to fire Nick Sirianni, you thought. Is Jalen Hurts a franchise QB? Well, you know what? They didn't freak out, and they won the Super Bowl the next year. The thing we don't want to hear is Browns fans. It's all about patience, and we've been patient for 30-plus years, and unfortunately we're going to have to be a little more patient to see the end result we want.
All right, Patrick, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. Yeah. Patience. We said that about the Packers. I think the more important part is the patience with the quarterback, that they're willing to let a quarterback grow, let him become successful, and then when they're successful, they bring in another quarterback. And it, you know, maybe it causes animosity between the quarterbacks at the time, and they may not be best friends, but they're willing to watch. I could rant about it for hours. It's like the Guardians with pitching, right?
Well,
they always seem to have somebody ready to come up as a pitcher, as a starter.
Yes.
Because they're planning ahead, and that's what the Packers do at quarterback.
Well, but we're in the middle of it right now. You're hearing it from your fans right now as everybody's twitching and going, I want to see Dylan Gabriel. I need to see Shedeur Sanders. I need to, you know, this offense is horrible. It's got to be on the quarterback. We got to bench the quarterback and get them the hell out of here. Like, this guy's old. He sucks. Can't move. Like, you hear it every single day. What do the smart teams?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Do. Well, they kind of let it play out for a good period of time before deciding to make those kind of decisions. It's not just a knee-jerk reaction. It's this, okay, what else is going awry that we can maybe fix to set this guy up better? What can we do? You know, do we need to tweak the offensive line? Is the fact that we've had an inability to run the ball until Quinshon Judkins showed up a little bit, maybe tweak this offensive line, and now all of a sudden you've got a run game that can help set up your quarterback so that those teams can't just sit back and put a dome on top of your offense. You know, there's so many things, but again, we sit here and slam the table and go, oh my God, it's the quarterback. The quarterback sucks. He's slow. Oh my God, the quarterback sucks. He's old. He can't process fast enough. Like, no, for an offense to succeed, there's a lot of parts that need to be there too. You need to have the receivers that can find their way open and catch the ball. You need to have an offensive line that can block, and you need to be able to run the ball. And right now, when the other three things are tanking, it's really hard to have your quarterback lift all those boats.
All right, we got about 1 minute left. Senior correspondent Ed sitting there waiting to talk quietly.
Basically. Ed.
I think it's senior correspondent Ed. Ed, is this you?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Good. What's going on? It's not senior correspondent.
Hey, it's just regular Ed.
Couple quick things on baseball. I can't remember. Who's the Indians' pitching coach?
Carl Willis.
Yeah, how long has he been there?
He's had two stints. He was here. He was here with Eric Wedge the first time. Then he went off to Seattle, I think, with Eric. Then he went somewhere else, and then he came back. Yeah.
And we always have great pitching with them.
Yeah.
Maybe he should be. I know he can't, but maybe he should be manager of the year. Because he's to run that pitching staff.
Big Train's the man.
You know, and getting them on. You know, the Indians are like Guardians are always in like the playoff hunt, and the ownership sits on that. We're in the playoffs. That's not good enough after a while. You know, you get tired of just being in the playoffs.
Ed, thanks, man. Your phone line is as bad as maybe that phone call might have been towards the end there. I don't know. Is he saying not enough to get to the playoffs? Is that what he was saying at the end?
I
missed the end of it.
It was a rush, and then it was cutting out.
Yeah, so Ed, sorry about that. Maybe we can get you, or you can get another phone line. Call back in. Yeah, you know, I get it.
4K pictures of Pluto. Can't get a decent phone line.
Isn't that crazy?
That's amazing.
It's amazing how that works. Tim May, super friend of the show, is going to join us next. It's Baskin and Phelps. 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.